Hey, mate.
So,
first one in the while, isn't it?
So, 10 mil a raid. It's nothing. What are you talking about? 10, 20, 30, 40 mil. It's nothing.
Millimeters. Milliliters.
So,
which I get up 10 mil?
I think we've got our new replacement for our man that gets all dressed up for work that we always say looks like he lurks at playgrounds.
Huh?
We won't say his name.
Oh, yes.
I think we've got a new one.
No.
Yeah,
there can never be a new one.
Yeah, we do. He stands idly by and watches children in costumes walk past his house.
Who?
On his iPad.
Oh, I'm doing that watch. This is fucking weird, man.
Well, someone who kills chickens
and steps on his dog
told me to ask you about the creepy guy that watches kids in costumes through his iPad.
Fuck, man.
Mate, what sort of effort was out your way?
Massive.
Was there a good effort, like costume-wise?
100%. Huh? It's not very big in Sydney. Halloween is not big in Sydney.
It's getting bigger year after year.
Fuck, man. The amount of houses where I am compared to Sydney, and the amount of people that do it in my area now, unbelievable.
I nearly ran fuckers over. Because they were standing in the middle of the street, a pile of, including parents, just standing there talking. And I had to stop. I had to put the car, take it out of here, and sit there in neutral. And I'm like looking at them.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? They sort of half look. So I, beep. And they turn around and look at me, and I just put it in first and start driving forward. Fuck yeah, I'll run you over. You're in the way.
Really?
Yeah. But there were some shocking efforts.
You can't say
they're
kids.
No. Well, they're kids.
Yeah,
but they're not kids.
Don't tease them.
These are teenagers.
Yeah.
There were two girls who wore, like, your tight yoga pants and singlet tops. And that was it. They're walking around like that. And then there were two boys.
Really? Trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
No, that's...
And then there were two boys walking around with what looked like pillowcases or something like that to, you know, collect the old lollies. The candies. And this, I was blown away. I thought this effort at your age was amazing. They had black shoes, black jeans, black t-shirt, black beanie.
That's full on.
That is it.
That's full on. That's pretty good.
That is it.
Should have come to my area.
They were dressed as the depression that they were going to spiral me into. If they turn up to my place.
I couldn't believe it, like, the amount of kids and families in my area. Unbelievable. Really big.
You see, that surprises me.
Because
you live out in the middle of bumfuck nowhere.
Almost.
Well, you're in the middle of bumfuck, not bumfuck nowhere.
I'd say nowhere. I know. I didn't think it would be very big.
But
Christmas lights in my area are very big in my area too. So it probably goes hand in hand.
Last Christmas would have been your first Christmas then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you going to try and outdo anyone?
I won't outdo, but I'll join.
You'll join in?
I reckon.
How big will you go?
I don't know, never done it.
I love that Christmas. I don't like Christmas stuff out on display before December.
I don't like it now.
I like it as soon as it hits midnight on the 31st or 30th of November, whatever the last day is.
Bring it out.
Pow, pow, all your night fill crew just start smashing Christmas stuff. I love it. That's what I love it. Because
I think your
Christmas isn't the same to me anymore. And it's not just
because you're an adult.
Yeah, see, even as an adult, I was still loving it. I was like a little kid in a candy store, but then it all started getting extremely commercialised. And that's when it lost it for me. I was like, And that sort of takes away from my kids a little bit too, because I get so disheartened with Christmas that I enjoy being on holidays with my kids. But I don't go, oh, it's Christmas. Oh, yeah. You know, it's not my earliest memory, but one of my memories of Christmas was, how old was I? I think I was like 11. So, you know, you're sort of at the age where you're... and if you have children, please cover their ears because there's a spoiler...
Just don't say
there's
it.
There's a spoiler about
Christmas. Don't say
here.
It.
So, I'm going to say
no.
it on the count of three. So, three,
they're
two,
still listening.
One.
Because they're fighting the parents.
Santa is
no,
not real.
No, don't say... Oh, my God.
When you get to that age, you start going, Santa's not real.
He
but
is
to,
real.
But to me...
Don't ruin it.
I was still believing in Santa at 11 years of age because I love that whole magic feel of Christmas. And one of my memories was, like you said, when I was 11... I went to bed, you know, excited for Christmas.
Couldn't
you know,
sleep.
But it was not just because I wanted to see what I was getting for Christmas, but, you know, that's when traditionally you catch up with family and stuff like that. And at that time,
you had the video camera out, try and catch him?
No, we weren't rich enough for a video camera.
Okay.
I just had to draw portraits on a chalkboard with a rock. And the chalkboard was
on another rock.
And that chalkboard was made of cardboard from a present that I got from a homeless shelter.
He stole it off a homeless man, probably.
From a homeless blind deaf guy who also lost his sense of smell.
So and there's a little bit of cardboard.
So I rubbed shit up his nose.
He's like, kind
of. But, you know, because I had some relatives that, you know, didn't live in the same area anymore. They all moved interstate, out of state. But that was the time to catch up. But this one Christmas, the one that I remember the most, apart from when I was really little, I got an MC Hammer action doll. It came with the cassette with, on both sides, had, you can't touch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, when I was 11, all I wanted was my own bike. I was sick of having second-hand bikes all the time.
Sharing or whatever?
Yeah, because, you know...
Do you have a brother?
No. Well, I've got half-brothers, but I didn't know them until a few years ago.
Okay.
But at this time, it was just me and my sister. And I remember getting up this one morning... And I was so excited.
You seen it there?
There was a brand new BMX.
Wrapped up?
No, but it had a bow on it.
That's pretty cool.
And I was so excited that I took it out.
And then it was your sister's.
And then I had to give it back to the kids next door. I just got the empty bottle of Bundy rum.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, I was so excited that... I don't remember doing it, but my mum recalls me running through the house, like the whole house. Mum.
You left me a bike.
I got to get a new bike. And I'm out. The whole neighbourhood's still quiet. Everyone's still asleep.
There's a little kid screaming somewhere.
And I'm riding up and down the street going, I got a new bike.
The whole neighbourhood knew.
And see, I don't have that magic anymore. And my kids don't have that magic. And Did they?
Your kids have it?
Not really, and even when they were both babies, I was still right into Christmas.
Do you reckon you give them too much?
No, because I'm one of those, I never feel what I get is enough for them, and I feel guilty at Christmas. Like, my wife and I will buy them stuff that's pricey, and you know, they might get four or five things that, you know, in total are really pricey. And then I look at it and go, okay, well, my daughter's got six things and it cost up to about this, where my son, he's only got this many, but it's cost the same amount. I'm like, that's not fair. See,
do you want the same amount of presents?
It's
take away price.
Sort of, yeah. When it comes to Christmas, I just don't feel I get them enough. And even if it's real, like, we always get them.
Not for like Christmas. Do you feel like you give them too much during the year?
No.
At all?
No. And see, the thing
is... Because maybe you give them too much in the year, so Christmas is like another... more presents.
No, don't really... See, now, with the age that my daughter is, and even my son now, even though he's 4 years, three and a bit years, he's now at an age where it's getting hard to buy him stuff, because the stuff that he wants is really expensive.
Yeah, it's getting pricey, yeah.
It's like more than your Optimus Prime for $99.
No, it's gone now.
When
he took it back.
When it's $3.99 at the cheap shop.
He took it back. I don't have any more.
Like some of the Lego stuff now.
Oh, man, that shit's crazy, dear.
Man, and it's even some of the smaller you're looking at some of the smaller boxes that are near the price of your Optimus Prime. And it's just like, where's the fucking money in that? So, they don't really get a lot. So, we get money. Like, It'll be the standard like $50. And they try and save, they do actually try and save. Like, we're lucky with my kids because they're not wanting for anything. They don't, oh, I'd really like this, or oh, can I have this, can I have that? They don't ask for shit.
Mm.
So we're really lucky in that retrospect.
My son's like that. You see him on TV, I'll buy that one. He's always like, I'll buy that one.
Yeah, I'll buy you a smack in the mouth. How about that? Know your role, son. Get a job.
And it's always trains. He's always on the fucking train. Planes or rockets.
You know what you do for Christmas then? Put him on a Queensland rail train. Jump on the train somewhere on the Gold Coast here. Take him in the city. Go, this is your train, buddy. This is yours.
No, we're going to Sydney. We're mostly going to Sydney.
Oh, they'll catch up with the in-laws?
Yeah.
A little bit. Your mum and dad.
What about them?
Did you do a bit of a catch up with them?
Yeah, so my dad lives like 2 minute walk from me.
I was going to say 3 doors down.
Yeah.
He's the one that keeps pissing his initials in your front lawn.
Is that what it is? I can't get him out. I'm looking at it upside down.
I had a cousin, we'll get back to that in a second. I had a cousin who was too lazy to walk upstairs at his place.
So come on,
what
no.
he would do, he would open
you didn't go out the garage.
Because they had a two-story house. He'd open up the back, slide the door, and he'd just start pissing on the grass.
He didn't even walk out.
And eventually, he'd walk out on a concrete area and just start pissing on the grass. But then he's like, oh, hang on, this grass is dying.
So go somewhere else.
He'd let it start growing back, and then, excuse me. So he started pissing his initials, DR.
Really?
Into the grass, so the grass started dying, and he had his initials.
No way.
But back to you, yeah, sorry. What's your usual...
I don't know, because now it's going to be different. Now we live up here. Dad's all in New Zealand, so I never see him. So we'll probably see him, you know, a week before or something to go to Sydney. Because he's also going to Sydney. But not on my flight.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. My mum's down in Kingscliff.
Do you need me to watch your house over Christmas?
No, I got cameras. It's all remote. I can see it on my phone.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with cameras when someone's breaking your house? Don't do it!
Yeah, hang on. You're freaking an hour away.
Get out!
By the time I call you, they're gone.
Yeah, but I could stay there. I could live there for a week.
No, it's okay. My dad, that won't be there. No, it's okay. I'll just tell the next one, neighbor. He's pretty cool.
What's he gonna do? Hey, get out of their kitchen. And if you don't, can you make me whatever you're having?
Yeah, maybe coffee over there.
Oh, look at his TV. Has he got another TV?
No, one.
You fetch us another one.
No, should
he's, be. He's only got 18 more in the other 14 rooms.
No, it'll be alright. Yes, I don't know. So I assume catch up with my dad, barbecue something before him. Probably with my mum too.
Yeah, I hate Christmas shit early, but here we are talking about Christmas.
I think, going back to the trees and gift set, I'm pretty sure you can put up your trees on the 1st of November. Like, if you really want to.
You can, technically, you can put it up wherever the fuck you want to. Well, technically, it's meant to be those, the 12 days of Christmas thing. That's when you, traditionally, when it first started, they started doing the trees then. You know, like, on the first day of Christmas, that stupid bitch gave to me.
Hey, what did you give her?
Herpes.
I'll get herpes.
And then on the second day of Christmas, that dirty whore gave to me.
Again.
The clap. She gave me chlamydia. She rubbed a koala on my dick and gave me chlamydia.
What were we talking about before? Oh, rain. Yeah, no.
Rain? We were talking about rain, were we?
Yeah, millimetres, remember?
Oh, that's right. Oh, that was code for penis size.
Oh, really?
Millimetres.
Oh, okay. Not 8 then. Not 8 millimetres.
Oh, man.
Looking
at holidays for next year. We want to go overseas.
Bali? Is that what you said? Bali? Indonesia?
I wouldn't mind going back to Bali. Might buy some of the old Street, Valium and Viagra.
You won't come back home.
Well, if I buy the Viagra, I can just steal plenty of hotel towels and just hang them off something if you catch them adrift. Well, maybe more of a thin tea towel.
It'll end up being fucking some other drug.
The Chappelle Corby's leftover bed sheets.
Oh, yeah.
But no, we...
How long? We take the kids this time? Or just you and your wife?
No.
What the fuck? You're swag.
No.
Why?
No. Because my kids were a pain in the ass to go with, yeah.
Yeah, but they were young. How many years ago did you go?
Last year.
Oh, really? Weren't that young then?
Actually, it was quite funny because my daughter's very, very much like me on the take. I'm not a fan of takeoff and landings. I hate,
I hate doing their smoothly. It bores me.
Oh, yeah, let's just throw the fucking plane around 40,000 feet. We're gonna die.
No, that's not, but taking off and landing, that's what's cool about it. Everything else is just shit.
I hate that feeling of the takeoff, how it does that.
It sucks your gut in or something?
It starts coming in, like starts lifting off, and start, then you're off the ground, and all of a sudden it just shoots it almost directly up.
You really don't like it?
I hate that.
Then they do a bank lift, you're like, holy fuck.
My God, I fucking hate that. Landing, I don't really like. I like once you've actually landed, but I hate that. Just before it hits, there's always that little jolt for some reason. Have you noticed? You don't actually
hit
the ground.
Yeah, I think it bounces, I think.
It could be what it is, but it doesn't feel like you actually touch the ground.
Maybe wheels fall off. I think wheels fall off when that
probably
happens.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Along with the 12 other bolts that are supposed to hold it together. My asshole's on fire.
Qantas planes are cracking or something, have you heard?
Oh, yeah.
12 so maybe it's the wings falling off or something.
12 of them have been, I think it's 12.
Do you go on Qantas? Yeah, I think that's what was it.
It was Qantas.
Probably plane cracking or
something. But, not a while. I've only ever been on Qantas like once or twice. Had a real bad turbulence experience with them on the heading home years and years ago.
Oh, man. I had one with Virgin Blue.
Oh, shit. God damn. And it was one of those ones where the plane was flying steady. They're saying, oh, you know, we're like 3 minutes out from landing.
And the seatbelt comes on, seatbelt sign.
No, they didn't know it was happening. Actually, no, we had the seatbelt on because they said to get ready for landing. Sorry. But there was no mention of turbulence. And all of a sudden, the plane just shook and it dropped for about 3 seconds. And it was one of those where the whole plane just went... Everyone collectively stopped breathing and holding their breath. I reckon I put fingerprints, like I dented the armrest. I think I have permanent prints of my fingers digging in so hard because all I could think was, oh my fucking God, this is embarrassing. Of all places to die in a plane crash is on the way to Rockhampton. I couldn't be going somewhere fucking fancy like America or to Greece. Or the Maldives, or where are the Maldives? That's near Greece or something, isn't it?
I don't know.
Or the Maldives, or somewhere. You know, couldn't be going somewhere fancy. No.
Rockhampton.
I had to be travelling to the
beef capital. Was it a propeller plane?
Of the Southern Hemisphere.
Do they have jet planes going there? How big is the airport?
It's actually not a bad size airport.
It probably doesn't take jet planes.
No.
It doesn't?
No.
The propeller.
Oh, it might do actually. It might actually. I can't remember what type. I just remember going, fuck, I'm going to die on the way to Rockhampton. This is bullshit. What's this crap?
Well, obviously you didn't die.
Or did I? Am I just a figment of your imagination?
No.
Is this the simulation?
No, it's not.
I think it is.
I don't think this so. You sound pretty real. You look pretty real.
Let me bop you in the nose.
Here we go.
Let me bop you in the nose. See if I'm real.
You're real.
Because then, hey, if I bop you in the nose... And you feel it, hey, I'm still alive. If you don't, at least you know you're in the simulation.
I'm not.
Either way, you're gonna know.
There's no simulation here.
Oh, man. But,
done some painting on the weekend.
Painting?
Fucking hate it.
Deluxe, Taubmans?
Taubmans.
Did you get the big shade?
Matte.
Did you get the, what?
Matte colour, like not shiny.
Dark blue,
dark matte, like the color of
dark blue. I'm fairly pale.
Imagine that, but dark.
same, but different.
Dark, like it looks black almost. Luckily, it was just a feature wall. I couldn't do paint all big. Fuck, it drove me insane.
Yeah, not a fan of painting.
It took me 5 coats, man. I didn't undercoat it. I just put it straight on.
Oh my God. Amateur.
I know.
That's where you hire a spray gun.
I get everywhere. Imagine trying to cover everything. No, fuck that. Yeah. Actually turned out really good.
Says you.
What well, see, it says me.
What does your wife think?
Yeah, she likes it. Never right. Getting gold pendants put in and all this fancy shit.
Gold pendants?
No, like brass. 24
carat gold?
Brass.
Along with the blood diamonds you get from Africa?
No. I didn't tell anyone about it.
Oh, people are Googling and looking you up on Wiki as we speak.
Oh, they're fake anyway. Fake news.
That is fake news. Impeach. I mean, it's impeach.
I don't have a photo. Doesn't it look really good, actually? No, I don't have a photo.
I was going to say, that's really sad that you take photos of a feature wall. Where I've started, because we're on that HelloFresh.
What are you taking photos of?
Some of them I've actually started taking photos.
Of recipe?
But of the end creation. But I'm not one of those. I'm not one of these people that goes, oh, yeah, I'll post that to Instagram. I'll be an Insta food.
Bullshit, I'll send it to Korea Mail.
Ah, where is it? Oh, mate, I'm rather proud with the way they turn out. They're delicious.
Says you.
Says my wife. Now, I forget what this one was. Now I'm looking at it. It doesn't look as tasty as it did in the picture.
I'll probably get over myself. Gee, that paint's not as good as I thought.
I forget what we actually had. It was Greek yogurt with spinach and mint couscous.
Give me a look.
It looks not bad. It looks alright, doesn't it?
It's not presented very well, though. You do a bit better on a presentation. Like, sprinkle some fancy shit on it.
Well, no, I don't add the stuff that doesn't come with it.
It's parsley or something, man.
Well, there's, because what have we had last?
Basil leaf. Basil leaf would look nice,
I prepared a miso chicken meal. When it come with
this is on HelloFresh?
Yeah, and it came with sesame seed, black sesame seed, that you get your potatoes, you chop them up to make chips, or fries for you Americans.
American.
And then you sprinkle with olive oil and a little bit of salt. And then you add the black sesame seeds, the other sesame seeds, you bake them. You do the chicken and miso. Holy smokes.
Is there a photo?
No. Oh, actually, it's...
on Instagram.
It's on Instagram. Check it out. Chef Matt. Michelin rated. Matchelin rated. That's what I'm going to... I'm going to come up with my own ratings for cooking. Matchelin instead of Michelin.
And you'll be like 5 stars? Or whatever you're going to rate yourself in?
I'll just Gordon Ramsay everything. Yeah. The fuck is this shit, you fucking wanker? Fuck off my face. But, I'll show you a photo later on. I can't remember if it was last night or another night that I took a photo of. And I was like,
Not bad.
It's actually real, real delicious. I highly recommend HelloFresh. So good.
It's not cheap, though.
But the only problem is, we've come to realise lately... now we don't do grocery shopping.
Nothing in the cupboards.
So you get pretty low on food because you're only cooking those meals. It's like, shit.
We don't need this cupboard here. Get rid of it.
So that's why I've dropped like 12 kilos in the last 14 hours. Because for me, it's just it's living on warm air and coffee.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, man.
Oh.
I wouldn't really recommend it, though. Like, it's not cheap. If you're doing, like, 3 meals a day, 5, 7 days a week.
I'd get you a free box.
Legit. Long term, I'm saying.
I can get you a free box, legit.
Yeah, get a free box. Yeah. I'll try it out.
I'll go find the stuff at home. And I'll call the missus and go, oi, I'll give you a good old... you give me one of those letters for old Roddy boy. And she'll probably give me 2 of them to not give her a bit of a... Get off me.
Man.
Get off me, you fat fuck.
Here's a voucher. Just get off.
Here, take them all. Take the rest of the year off then.
Oh, man. You're slag. She doesn't listen, does she? Not anymore.
I hope not. Honey, I love you. Just remember that.
Yeah.
I love you. Rod says you don't do enough for me.
I never said that.
You lie. The lies.
She does too much for you.
She does. I actually was talking to her just yesterday or the other day. If she was to pass away...
Why would you bring this up?
I'm screwed. Without her, I'm... I'd be lost. If she was to pass away...
You actually brought this up with her?
Yeah.
Now what'd she say?
She just went, I know. And I'm like, but if I passed away, you'd be fine. She's like, yeah, I know.
Nothing will change.
Shit. Like, God,
that's
damn.
The same in my family too.
Now I know where I am in this world.
Yeah.
Life's a little bit easier for me now. Now I know that I have very low value, to someone else's life.
Next to none. Oh. I'm the same in my family.
Oh, anyway.
In our devalued families.
Yeah, now that we know that all you listen, we don't really matter anything to your lives.
Yeah. Might as well go then.
So, I reckon we call it a day.
That's it.
What do you reckon?
Done.
Alrighty, say bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye-bye.